Hello, and welcome to our SearchExchange.com podcast. I'm Matt Gervais, the associate editor for SearchExchange.com, and joining me today is Missy Koslowski, a new contributor for the site. Missy is a senior exchange architect for 3Sharp LLC and is a 9-time exchange MVP. Missy has managed exchange server organizations for the federal government, designed exchange architectures for an ASP, and worked as a consultant helping organizations architect and deploy both Exchange and Active Directory. Missy is also co-author of the Exchange Cookbook, published by O'Reilly in 2005, and author of many white papers on Microsoft technology and regulation. Thanks for taking the time to join us today, Missy, and welcome to the site.
Thanks for having me. I'm looking forward to working with you guys.
Yes, same here. You know, we have the end of mainstream support for Exchange Server 2003. What have you been seeing? What have you been hearing in regards to organizations rushing to adopt Exchange Server 2007?
I wouldn't say there's necessarily a rush to move to Exchange 2007. Organizations over the last, since Exchange 2000 was first released, I think they've learned that you have to plan before you kind of deploy and jump into things. You know, it used to be, we stood up Exchange 2000 last night and we're having problems. But now I think organizations know you got to take a look at it, test it, play with it, figure out what you want to do with it before you go ahead and deploy. Extended support still available until 2013 for Exchange 2003. So there's still time to do things, but you do have to pay for that extended support. There's a lot of good things in Exchange 2007, but we're still seeing organizations take the every other release. The adoption rate for Exchange 2007 has been pretty good. It's a great release, I think. But, there's a lot of organizations that still think, we'll just do every other release, which I think makes things more complicated when it comes time to upgrade.
One of the big topics on the site and something that, our users are always clamoring for, something that they're really interesting is archiving features. So I was wondering, would you be able to give us a refresher on the archiving features on Service Pack 1?
Yeah, well, they made some enhancements to the messaging records management feature in Exchange 2007. It used to be that you had to have the Enterprise CAL, so Enterprise license, in order to use it, but they made it so you can use the standard CAL, which provided parity with Exchange 2000 and Exchange 2003 mailbox manager functionality. So that was a big one. It kind of opened it up to the whole world as opposed to that exclusive group of Enterprise customers. They also added a remove manage folder and policy flag for the set mailbox commandlet. So it allows you to remove the message records management from the mailbox or remove those properties from managed folders and remove empty managed folders. So there weren't a whole ton of things about archiving in SP1, but those were the main ones.
If you can speak to this, what are IT shops expecting? Are they expecting to see Service Pack 2 at any time in the near future?
I know Microsoft's working on Service Pack 2, and there are rumors it'll be released within the next few months, but there haven't been any formal release plans publicly announced by Microsoft. I know that Service Packs are eagerly anticipated these days.
So we know Exchange Server 2007's been out there for a while. Is there any tips that you could give to our users in regards to email archiving with it?
Sure, yeah. There are lots of different ways to handle archiving with Exchange 2007. One thing I've seen is a lot of companies, they say, we want to do archiving because they think they're supposed to, but they don't really have actual goals that they're hoping to achieve through archiving. So first, I think you need to know why you're thinking about implementing an archiving solution. Is it for regulatory compliance? Do you need to archive for legal reasons? Are you fearful of lawsuits and want to make sure that you have your records in order? What's weird to me is when companies say they don't want to archive because they don't want to keep things, because then those things can be used against them in a lawsuit. It's important to remember that if something happened, it happened. And even if your company didn't retain an official record of it, there's a good chance that there is a record of it out there somewhere. Lawyers hate few things more than being surprised. Obviously, the best solution is for organizations to always act ethically. But even when lines have been crossed, companies benefit from knowing what happened rather than being surprised by something they didn't retain. So the messaging records management in Exchange 2007 is a good start for archiving, but for real regulatory compliance, you need a beefier solution. There are lots of really good third-party partner archiving solutions out there that offer a lot of additional functionality.
In kind of keeping with the email archiving theme, are there any third-party tools that you use personally or suggest to our readers?
You know, there are lots of really good archiving products out there on the market, and I'd be hard-pressed to name one over another because there are so many diverse needs that organizations have when you're deploying an archiving solution. I've worked with four or five of the solutions out there, and they all have their individual strengths and weaknesses. When you're looking at archiving products, though, it's important to think about what your organization really wants. Is it great retention and legal hold, end-user access to the archive for mailbox size management, offline access to the archive? You know, what kind of searching will need to be supported? How can the archive present the data so you can give it to a third party if necessary? I don't think there's any single solution that's the best answer for every organization's archiving needs. I really think that first knowing why you need a third-party product and what your goals are for archiving is most important. Then, once you've sorted that out, make the archiving vendors work for you. A bake-off where you can really get a good look at each product you're evaluating is probably the best solution. You'll see what it really takes to get each archiving product working and how each product operates once it's up and running. The vendors are there. They want to sell you a product, right? And so you make them work for you. I mean, when I worked for an ISV, that's what we did. Let us bring it in. Let us show you how it works. Let us, you know, beat it up. Show us. Tell us what you think.
Thanks a lot, Missy. It was great speaking with you. Unfortunately, that's all we have time for today. But be sure to look for upcoming articles from Missy Koslowski and also the next part in this podcast series in the upcoming weeks. Thanks for listening.